In a commonly used sense, baptism of desire is the name given to a theory which says the following. Quote, while the sacrament of baptism is said to be necessary for salvation, there are certain cases in which someone may be saved without receiving it. I stress that this is the commonly used sense. There are some who use the term merely to signify the pre-baptismal desire for the sacrament in one who believes the faith explicitly. They equate baptism of desire with the perfect act of contrition, which remits sin and justifies the believer. But for the purposes of verbal shorthand, unless otherwise specified, from here on out, I will use the term baptism of desire in the first meaning I gave it, which I repeat here. The theory which says the following, while the sacrament of baptism is said to be necessary for salvation, there are certain cases in which someone may be saved without receiving it. Of course, like all theological speculation, this one has as many applications and extensions as it has adherents. There are some, those for whom this talk is mainly intended, who hold that this particular metaphorical baptism has very limited applications. Okay. There are others who extend it to everyone or nearly everyone who is not sacramentally baptized. These latter are generally known as universalists, and they make up the majority of theologians who today call themselves Catholic. In the first category, those who apply baptism of desire to a limited number of people, there are varieties of opinions. Some claim that explicit faith, that is, Catholic faith, is necessary for salvation. Some claim that non-Catholics, quote, of goodwill, may be saved through baptism of desire. In this latter category, the more radical, and the only one properly called strictly heretical of the two opinions, fall the vast majority of theologians in the church today who call themselves traditionalists. So what we have is a tiny minority of people who say that explicit belief in the Catholic faith is absolutely, totally, and completely necessary for salvation, but the reception of baptism is not. Then a larger category who say that neither faith nor baptism is necessary. Then the largest category who think nothing really is necessary for salvation other than being a human. Add to this a fourth category. These people believe that both faith and baptism are necessary for salvation. That is, they think that to explicitly believe the Catholic faith and to be sacramentally baptized with water are both unconditionally necessary for salvation since Pentecost, because these things make you a member of the church, and after all, there is no salvation outside the church.